Mr. Pickle was a precious little man. He stood about 1 inch tall. I really loved Mr. Pickle, but what I loved most of all was if you peek through the peephole in Mr. Pickle's door, you would see Mr. Pickle grin. But you'd never ever want to let Mr. Pickle know you were prying on him. Arranged in his house all along the shelves and stacked up upon the floor were jars and jars of different pickles waiting to be adored. Every day, exactly at noon, you could smell the bologna spread, thoughtfully arranged with a tomato on top, perfectly placed on bread. At lunch there was a hallowed hush as Mr. Pickle ate. He laid by the bologna sandwich right along the side of the plate. Then he closed his eyes and licked his lips, and with one little slice began to eat all of his bologna sandwich like a precious little pickle man. When he was through and had cleared his plate, he stood up and shouted with glee, "I am the pickle I am, and no one shall ever eat me." Then he climbed down to his pickle jars and bowed up and down, saying, "I've saved precious pickles from people in this preposterous town." So it was, and still it is, to this very day, whenever I see a juicy pickle, I know one that got away.